Jim and Kim Nowen live in Newton. He's been a vice president of sales with a software company. She's a human resources consultant. The couple met 27 years ago.
You tell the story.
We met, I was in graduate school at Boston College, and Jim came with a friend who was in my program, and I was having a party at my house, and he came, and we started dating.
Yep.
And dated on and off for the first year, and then the rest is sort of history.
So he crashed a party.
Crashed a party.
It's been love ever since. Now they've got two teenage daughters and a big circle of friends. The coronavirus crisis has hit the Nowens hard, not because anybody in the family has been infected, no one has been, but the pandemic has loomed large in the care Jim Nowen has received for his cancer. He's being treated at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. We asked the couple to tell us their story about reckoning with cancer during the pandemic. Jim started with what he calls his treatment resume.
So I was diagnosed in March of 2016. Since then, I've had 40-plus chemo treatments. I've had 20 radiation treatments, two surgeries, about to have my third on Monday. So it's been a pretty long 4 years battling this cancer.
There is some good news in this, though. I mean, the bad news was what happened in early December. Tell us about that.
It was not unexpected, but extremely disappointing to know that after all we'd gone through, we had a reoccurrence in the same region.
What happened then?
Well, not only did I get the news that I was re-diagnosed with the cancer and we had a new tumor growing, also that it was considered inoperable at that time.
And what happened then?
Well, I started chemo. And then in March, I was rescanned after 8 or 10 treatments, chemo treatments in that particular cycle. So that scan came back with both good news and bad news. The good news was that the tumor had shrunk to the point where they felt confident they could go in and remove it and tissue around it and come out with negative margins. The bad news was they had no idea when they could do it.
They had no idea because of the coronavirus pandemic.
That's exactly right. So the hospital is full of coronavirus patients. They weren't scheduling surgeries, although it didn't feel elective to me. It's considered an elective surgery. And they couldn't schedule it. So it was like, okay, maybe May. And then you wait a couple weeks and okay, maybe June. You wait a couple more weeks and it'd be like, okay, maybe July, right? The date kept pushing. And the gamble is that the tumor and cancer cells become resistant to the chemo, which happens at some point, and starts ignoring the fact that you're under chemotherapy and growing again and would grow back to a stage where it wasn't operable.
So this was March?
Yes.
So at that point, that's when things are starting to shut down. Everybody's advised to wear a mask. Presumably, you're really trying to keep coronavirus free, as are we all, but you were extremely vulnerable. And Kim, what was that time like for you?
You feel like you're racing the clock. You're praying that, you know, we'll be able to get a surgery date that comes before the time that the chemo stops working. Our house became really a quarantine zone. We didn't allow anybody in or out. And that's just how we've been for the last 3 months.
Yeah, been very careful.
How did you navigate all that? I mean, how has the pandemic affected your treatment?
That's a great question. So first of all, Kim, who is a great source of comfort to me, couldn't come with me to my treatment days, right? So you go in, you're in there for 6 hours. You don't know if in the meeting with a doctor you're going to get good news or bad news. But all of a sudden, my partner in crime wasn't allowed to come in with me starting in March 1st, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go by myself. You know, it gets lonely. There's no one there. There's all kinds of new checks that you have to go through.
And Kim, how about for you, the emotional pressure of all of this, including having it happen when everybody's world is turned upside down because of the pandemic?
You know, part of what guides me is Jim's attitude. He fights, and you would never know in our household that this is really happening. You know, we really try to keep things as normal as possible for the girls, and our daily routines are really important.
Your favorite part of the daily routine is what?
I'd say my favorite routine would be dinner, right? So even if you've already eaten, you still have to come and sit down and talk about your day and what you're doing and what you want to do at dinner. And that's my place to kind of sync up with my, as much as you can sync up with a 19-year-old or a 15-year-old, but to try and get some understanding and also communicate to them what's going on, right? Because they're full partners in my success. They're completely invested in it as well, and they deserve to know what's happening as it unfolds too.
Well, at this time of so many surprises, good, bad, and otherwise, it seems like this could have gone a few different ways. And for you guys, it's breaking good. It's breaking well.
Yeah. I have an opportunity to get cured locally in that region. And that's a gift that many people don't get.
So your surgery, Jim, is scheduled for a Monday at what time?
Yeah, it's a good question. I get to call tomorrow to find out exactly, but I would suspect, given the length of the procedure, it'd be first thing in the morning.
So that means that you probably can't eat too much. I'm just doing the back timing. You probably can't eat too much on Sunday. So let's say on Saturday, the big meal, since you love dinner so much, your big meal you're going to have will be what?
Well, my daughters have promised to cook for me. So I have requested a menu of lasagna with sweet Italian sausage, salad, garlic bread, and cannolis for dessert.
Cannolis, plural.
Yes. Well, no one's asked me about my cholesterol in a while.
That's so, right.
Glass of really nice red wine and toast to my recovery. So I'm back on the golf course by August 15th.
We'll be toasting with you. Thank you. It's really nice to talk to you. Thank you both.
Thanks very much.
That's Jim and Kim Nowen. Jim has got the go-ahead to have major cancer surgery at Brigham and Women's Hospital on Monday. His wife, Kim, was just told last week that she will be allowed to visit him 2 hours a day with restrictions as part of coronavirus precautions. Jim has become an advocate of early screening for colorectal cancer. Find out more and see photos of Jim and his family at WBUR.org.